It's the coldest and most windswept place on Earth. Technically, it's the biggest desert in the world. Few animals or plants survive here. And with a land area nearly 60 times bigger than Britain, it holds 90% of the world's ice. Now the big fear is that a big melt will be catastrophic for sea levels and perhaps for mankind too.
For just a few weeks every summer, this becomes Antarctica's equivalent of the M1.
9 years ago in Antarctica, I was told there were few signs of that threat materialising. Now, the scientists are much more worried. In the Antarctic Peninsula, glaciers are on the retreat. Global warming is happening here faster than anywhere else on Earth. In one area alone, the ice is already on the move. If it all melted, sea levels would rise by a meter. Though so far, warming has barely touched the vastness of the Antarctic plateau. But it hasn't always been that way. Scientists have drilled 3 kilometers down into the ice sheet, bringing up ice cores thousands of years old. By analyzing the cores, they know warming has happened in the past. And they know levels of carbon dioxide, the main warming gas, are increasing now faster than ever before. They fear we could be approaching a point of no return, a tipping point that would irreversibly change our climate and our world. For many years, scientists thought that the main ice sheets in Antarctica were stable. Now, they no longer think that. Instead, they see Antarctica as a time bomb, and a bomb whose clock is ticking. Lawrence McGuinty, ITV News, Antarctica.